Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my other half, Christopher Ramsey. We've just been on holiday. Christopher's got that lovely golden brown skin as soon as he looks at the sun. I am whiter than when I left because me fake tan washed off and I do not tan, naturally.
I noticed that. you were full of fake tan and you were tanned on the way there and then on the way back you are less brown. It was terrible.
Oh, God,
it's like went on holiday in a time machine.
Got it. Blame me, Dad. Derek.
Your little chalky white thing, you.
Shocking.
Guys, this is episode 20. And before we start, a word from this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is butter.
Butter.
Hey.
We are 20 weeks in and we still don't have a real sponsor.
Hey, no, I don't know why you're not listening. This is a real sponsor. Butter. Hey, is your toast dry? Butter.
Right. Great.
Hey. Your scrambled eggs sticking to the pan? Some butter. Some butter in there.
I do like butter. Oh, you've wrote these? Yeah. Oh, shut up!
I've got
never done this before!
Yeah, I've got a thing for them. Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay, he's got a list.
Different things I've got to
say. Got a script.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, is your pasta a little bit thin? You think it's not as nice as how you made it at the restaurant? Stick some butter in.
Thin?
The sauce a bit thin.
All right, I thought you meant the pasta.
Loads of butter. Everyone puts butter in loads of stuff. If you're in a restaurant, you go, why does this taste better? It's butter.
Butter, I agree.
Loads of butter. So many uses for butter. Hey, are you a little ginger-skinned little lady who can't tan on holiday? Get some butter on there. You ran out of some sex lube? Get some butter in there.
Oh, no, do
some
not.
Of it's salty.
Do not put some butter in there. Yep. Keep the butter out of there.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Okay, sorry, if you're vegan, don't use the butter.
In there. Don't use butter in sex, please, God.
Coming out soon, peanut butter.
Oh, I like peanut, but that hasn't got any butter in, has it?
It's just called butter.
Oh, jeez.
Spread it. Love it. Eat it.
I do love butter, though. You've got it, okay?
Yes!
Butter. Do love butter. You finished?
Yeah.
Great. Well, done for scripting it. It made more sense.
To be honest with you, I spread that one a bit thin.
Boom. Oh, wow.
Wonderful. Stay tuned for more of that gold.
Comedian. Fantastic. Here is the jingle.
Jingle!
Jingle!
Well, everyone's deaf now. Bye!
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, or should I say, hola.
Hola.
Because we've just got back from Spain and we had a lovely time. Thank you so much for coming back and listening. We're back in real time.
Back in real time, although we are recording this earlier in the week. But hello if it's Friday. As always, guys, thank you very much for listening. If you ever want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And also like, rate, and subscribe on all of your little podcast shops. So.
Podcast shops.
How are you doing?
How mad? Oh, babe, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good, actually. Really
good. I
think
we both sound a little bit more sprightly. We might have to calm down a bit. I think we're excited because we haven't done a podcast.
I know. Sorry. Okay. Chill.
No. You don't have to say sorry. It's nice to be here. Hey, you, stop enjoying yourself.
How dare you? Do you not? But the podcast is weird because obviously it's not like a TV show where it's really kind of fake. Not fake, but you know what I mean? Like done and you can edit it loads. Yeah. This podcast, however we feel, Yeah. That precise moment is kind of what you get.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it goes out.
Yeah, hence why we had to do episode 3 twice, because we're arguing at the time.
Because we're fighting, yeah. No, we're all right. I feel like we're connected well in our marriage on holiday.
We did. We had a lovely little connection on holiday.
We didn't have many fights, did we?
No, not really.
No, it was really good. And yeah. We've kind of come to the conclusion, because we had a conversation about it, that when your kids, because we've only got the one, but when they get older and easier, mm-hmm. you don't fight as much.
No, you don't. It is just, like, we didn't argue that we had a kid. It's the stress of having a child.
Mm.
Like, because you can't, you know, I can't call my son a C-U-N-T to his face, but I can call you one.
Are you not meant to do that?
What?
What?
Is that why he's been saying it? Is that why he called his nursery teacher?
Oh, God.
No, like, you pent it up, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
Your aggression and your sort of, well, not aggression, tension and your anger and your annoyance, and you fire it at the other person. Because the kid, you know, the kid's just a kid. It's a constant. It's going to be a dick no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we find that he's got easier and it's lovely. But we did talk this morning about possibly having another one at some point.
Doing,
I know, and we just...
Stop telling people there's going to be pressure. People are going to be tweeting us. And...
Oh, no pressure.
Spread
no
your
pressure.
Seat tonight, Ramsay. Eh?
No, don't. I'm not pressuring it. I just mean in the way that if we do have another one, we're going to go back to square one and we're going to hate each other again. So we need to remember this moment. I'm documenting it.
Yeah, but people say it's easier for your second one, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. But I've spoken to people who say don't have two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know what, I don't know what to believe.
Who knows?
Get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com if you have an opinion either way on having another child.
What should we do?
Fair play, like, you know when you see people who've got like 6 kids and that? Oh. I was on the train the other night coming back from London and there was people, and I think she had 4 or 5 kids with her, this lady, and the guy as well. And to be fair, the train was delayed for like an hour and the kids were good as gold, but I was just like, holy shit, man.
It's intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was 3 of us. And I always remember my mum was just constantly on the verge of a mental breakdown.
Bless her.
And you could just see it in her face.
Yeah.
I just remember, I've seen pictures we had the best childhood, like full of happy memories and lush.
Yeah.
But we look back at pictures and she was miserable as sin. She even says, she's like, oh my God, like I was just so tired and so exhausted constantly. And I was like, I've got one and I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, Sandra, should have kept your legs shut.
What? Kevin was an accident, # just saying.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's my brother. But he was, but that's fine. Still love him.
Wonderful.
Where does this podcast go? Where does it go?
Tell you what, it hasn't aged her. It hasn't aged you, ma'am.
What, having kids?
No, hasn't aged her.
No, she looks
good.
Great, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That was depressing on holiday.
Really?
I had a little secret cry about that.
Did you?
Well, we went on holiday with your mum and my mum and your dad and us two and Robin.
Yeah.
Your mum and my mum are both probably about size 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Amazing figures, both in the 60s. I felt like an absolute fat hippo on them sunbeds in between them two. I swear to God. Disgusting.
Oh, you look gorgeous. I did a little photo thing for you, for your little Instagram. You look fantastic.
I know. And I did some modelling for a swimwear company that I'm working for at the moment.
Yeah.
And no, it was good. I felt great.
I was married to a model for 15 minutes.
You took the pictures, didn't you?
I did take the pictures, yeah.
Proper Insta husband.
Still yet to get me fee for that, is it? Did you get me invoice?
Possibly might give you a hand job next week.
I'm going to need cash.
Saying I'm not very good at
it. I'm saying I can do that myself.
All right, okay. Well, you just do it. I'll be on my phone.
Cool.
Instagram. I won't Instagram that, but I'll just be on Instagram probably. Right. I'll chuck you a tenner.
Maybe we should negotiate this off here. can't feel like I'm getting shafted here.
Definitely not getting shafted.
I don't know how to talk. Jesus. Learn to negotiate, Chris.
What's happening this week?
We're too excited.
We're too giddy.
So we've been on holiday. We had a lovely little holiday. It was very nice. Robin was lovely. He learned to jump in the pool on his own, which was great.
It was great.
Jumped in the pool all day.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the water park. And no word of a lie, he must have went down the same slide one after another. Honestly, I lost count at 30 times when he went down that slide.
It was incredible.
Brilliant. I did Gogglebox the other day. I'm allowed to announce that. I did Celebrity Gogglebox.
Yeah. Oh, class.
Yeah, I did Celebrity Gogglebox with Example. That was very good. Very good fun. That should be on Channel 4 shortly.
Looking forward to that.
We watched a bit of news, a bit of recent news, and we had a comment on that. So I'm assuming it'll be on shortly. It should be. That was really good fun.
Good.
And yeah, I can't think of anything else that's been
going
on.
That's it. How did we go? We are back.
I'll have recorded me special by the time this goes out. If this is Friday morning now, I'll have recorded me special last night.
You're allowed to see you.
I'm not allowed to say what it's for yet, but it's
a stand-up comedy special. Stand-up comedy special by Chris Manzi, recorded in his hometown, brackets the closest city to where he lives, in Newcastle at the Tyne Theatre Opera House in front of 1,000+ adoring fans. And his wife may or may not have went there, depends if she can be asked on the night.
Done. For the record, I went to see it last night and it is class. I've told you, you're very good at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Bell end in real life. But you're good at stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that's sort of a little sandwich of insults and
compliments at the same time.
It's like a compliment bread with an insult filling.
Yes. No, you were very good, but I don't know whether I can be bothered to go see it again. But anyway,
wonderful.
Support
that's a review.
You fully.
There's a review.
I'll see it later. Babadoo, 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 ba. What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? If you take your time,
I'm the first in line.
What's your beef with me?
Get your beef off me.
Right, that's enough. But that we could probably do that. We might have to pay for that if we use that, but...
Oh, will we?
I think you've got to pay for stuff.
Okay. You go first.
My beef with you this week, Rosemary... Mm-hmm. Rosemary Ramsey, Knee Winter, is you are productive in trying to tidy up until half of the job is done. And then you fuck it off.
Okay.
Around the house.
Is this a beef or just like a fact?
It's both.
Okay.
I'm looking
Give
over your
examples.
Shoulder now. Well, I'm looking over your shoulder now. literally over your shoulder. You started taking out of date food out of the fridge to put in the bin. It's all on the bench. You got it out of the fridge and you've just sat it on the bench there. I don't know what it's waiting for. It's just sitting on the bench there. Above the bin, may I add, above the cupboard where the bin is. You could just open it and put it in. But no, what we'll do is we'll take that out of date rotten food out of the fridge and we'll just let it go to room temperature in the corner. Shall we? No doubt you'll request the heating on in a little while, just to get that nice and festering. Eh? I'm looking over there, behind you again. There's a big bag of carrots over there for no reason whatsoever.
I was going to make soup.
Yeah.
Because they're not fully
there it is. There it is. And that's my point. Half productive. I'll make some soup. What does making soup involve? It involves opening the fridge, getting the stuff out, and then making it. I'll stop at getting the stuff out. Over on the other side, there's some split peas. That packet's just been left there.
Oh, well, No, I'm eating them, actually.
Right.
And they're not split peas. Who eats split peas?
Well, I don't know what
they're sugar snap peas.
Sugar snap peas. I don't know why. I don't know me veg, right? I don't know me veg.
I there. Can are tell. You happy? Look at your skin.
You've broke us down, right? I don't know me veg.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
You do, yeah.
I know what, but I'm busy. Yeah, I've got stuff
amount
to
of
do.
Half hoovered rooms I've seen, and just honestly. Yesterday, back to the old dishwasher thing, yesterday, I said, what's happening? Is this on or off? You went, the dishwasher's full, but you can probably stack it better. So there's just a pile of dishes on top. You have it, honest, half a job.
You restack it anyway, so why am I going to waste my time stacking it when you're just going to restack it?
I just like to know that you're being busy. I like to know that you've had
You actually do, though, don't you?
Yeah, Just make sure you're doing something.
But I don't think you realise, right? Yeah. I actually do loads.
Yeah.
I just don't tell you everything that I do. Whereas you tell... We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You tell me everything you do.
I need
like
a checklist. I need a gold star.
Well, don't. Because there's loads of... If I told you everything that I do in this house, I'd talk you to death.
Yeah. Oh, well, I would definitely die of panic because every half-finished bit that I'd have to go and redo. Yeah. Well, do you know I washed the sheets? Your pillowcases and the rest I'd still do it. Yeah. Yeah, ref.
Oh, shut up. I've got nothing to say to this because... You're kind of right. But that's just because I've got other stuff to do. I'm a busy woman.
Yes. No, it's all good. Okay, what's your beef?
All right, my beef this week. I did have a different one, but this one ties in with the holiday that we've just been on.
Wonderful.
So it's fresh.
So one's been shelved for later.
So one's been shelved.
Great.
And this is a fresh one. This holiday that we've just been on, I was really disappointed in you.
Oh.
You joined in with your parents and kind of my mum. In the, I just don't get hungry during the day on holiday. Don't get hungry during the day on holiday. Because why would your body need fuel on holiday?
Because you're not doing anything.
No, that's not a thing.
No?
It's not a thing that happens.
Right.
So if you follow my Instagram, you would have seen that on holiday, I had to start a club on my own of secret scoffing.
Can I just say, I had to start a club on my own is the saddest sentence in
well,
the English language.
Well, it's true, because everybody else just didn't eat at all.
Robin ate.
Yeah, Robin ate. Robin got offered food left, right and centre.
Yeah.
He was on about 6 meals a day, that little twat. Me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, you know this. We went to Dubai. We've talked about this. I don't eat during the day on holiday. That's where I got it from. I just don't do it.
Reptiles.
Yeah? Reptiles.
Reptiles.
Sit in the sun.
Just sit in the sun. Don't eat. Don't drink.
I did have some ice cream and I did have some beer.
That doesn't count.
Although I couldn't have
Can't just miss a meal.
Yeah. Although I couldn't have many beer. Actually, do you know what it is? You know what my beef should have been with you? That you got us a villa in the fucking mountains.
What, so you had to drive?
I had to drive every day. I couldn't even drink. But I lost weight on that holiday.
I lost weight on that holiday. I lost weight on the holiday. We've just been on, I swear to God. Secret scoffing does not count as a meal.
What were you scoffing?
Ham.
Brilliant.
Bits of carrots that I bought.
You love just going and getting bits of ham. You're like Tony Soprano. You know, on The Sopranos, where he would come in and he just opens the fridge. God, I'll be honest with you, it makes us hungry just thinking about it. He would open the fridge and there'd be like that kind of butcher's paper.
Oh,
he'd be like deli paper and he'd be pulling it back and just like
just
bits of salami.
Pastrami.
And, yeah, pastrami. You know,
hey, mortadella.
In the fridge. I mean, this is bordering on racist, but you know what I mean?
That's Italian accent. What are you talking about?
But that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. What is that? Yeah, I love a bit of that. I love just going in and get a bit of ham, a little bit of like, I don't know, a bit of gherkin, possibly like a little breadstick.
We genuinely ate really well on that holiday. Like, we're having barbecues on the night. Just like little picky teas. It was amazing.
I know. Well, because we were with the two skinniest women who I know. Do you know what I mean? Every night.
Your
like,
mum, who says she doesn't eat much, then one night she took 10 flumps to bed.
I know.
Like a psycho.
Yeah, I was like, Mum, do you know why you're eating 10 flumps in the middle of the night? Because your body is craving food.
It's such a dry thing to eat. And then she must have woke up with a mouth like a fucking blackboard rubber. Like, what are you doing? Just 10? 10 flumps?
Flumps are marshmallows, by
the
way.
Yeah, if you know
not
what a flump
knows
is, it's like a marshmallow. Christ
so funny.
Alive.
Also, just quickly, this is really random, but it made us think of something else. I put on my Insta story today about salad cream, and somebody messaged us saying that they took salad cream to Corfu with them, a bottle of salad cream.
Jesus.
How random is that?
My first thought was, imagine that burst in your case.
Well, this is what I mean.
I mean, I had conditioner, some hair conditioner burst in my case on the way back.
Oh, yeah,
and that was devastating.
But imagine salad cream all over your holiday gear.
Oh,
I know. But your mum took Weetabix with her, didn't she?
Oh, she's weird. They took Weetabix. My dad took bacon. I was like,
I know, man.
When
he
said
he took 4 packets of bacon.
And two of them was them shitty, good for you medallion bacon that they do.
Oh,
with
without
no
the fat
on. Put it on the barbecue, they just stuck to the thing. Honestly, it was like mince by the end of it. It was like pork mince. I had to grate them off. Pathetic.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've never done that. I've never took food. I mean, then that's me saying that. I've never took food
back
on holiday.
In the day, but I mean, there was a supermarket that did Weetabix. I saw it.
I know.
Look at that. Eh? What's the matter? What's the matter, Anne? Eh? Not like Spanish Weetabix. You racist.
Racist. Food racist. Same, come from the same factory, you know. Same factory. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, it's time for questions from you beautiful listeners.
Questions from the public. Public, 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 public. I love pubs. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I love my boyfriend more than anything in this world, but I have an issue. Okay. He puts his jeans on before his socks. This means he then has to pull up the bottom of his jeans, most usually skinny jeans too, to attempt to tuck his sock in and pull the jeans back down, which causes it to be all ruffled up and messy. This causes me great distress as I have to look at this mess all day. Right.
Great distress?
I, however, put my socks on before my jeans. Okay.
Right.
You're not going to believe this, right? I wanted to follow the theme of the podcast, so I did a poll in the office at
Jesus
work.
Jesus Christ, people. How much time have you got on your hands?
Just, I love it. And I was disgusted to find, that 25% of my colleagues put their socks on after their jeans.
25%.
I can't even look at them in the same way now. What order do you guys do it in? And that's from Kirsty Watson. And I love you, Kirsty.
Oh, Kirsty, I love you. I love your passion about this almost pointless subject. I love it.
Wait, wow. What order do you do yours?
I sometimes forget to put the socks on first. And I'm genuinely annoyed.
Yeah, same.
Annoyed. Because you're not going to take... So, to clarify, I put socks on, then the pants.
Yes.
Just because, you know, streamlined, bang, bang.
Same.
But if I forget, if I put the jeans or the pants on, I look down and go, it's a bit much to take them back off and put the socks back on. But you've got to go out, and you're right, yeah, if I've got anything that's got like a bit of a tapered leg,
yeah,
I'm devastated. Yeah, and you've got to stop it right, yeah, 100%. She's really right here. And Kirsty, can I just say, take solace in the fact that only 25% of them, you know, 75%, you've got the majority there, you know, you've banged it, you've smashed it,
you're
well
doing
done.
Good.
Yeah.
You're the winner.
Are you the same, Rose?
I am exactly the same. I think sometimes it's harder for women because we've got so many different, and I mean, I don't mean to be
gender. You bloody think everything's harder for women. Sick of it. Ever since you pissed on your shoe, just because you can't wee standing up. Stop being jealous. Not everything's harder for women.
Do you bleed out of your vagina once a month for about a week?
Yes.
Right, well, you should probably go to the doctor's because you shouldn't be.
Am I supposed to have... Oh, okay then, right. I might go and get that sorted now.
Yes. No. So, I think I don't always know what shoes I'm going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like I put my pants on. Trousers for southerners, sorry. And then I'm like, oh, no, because I'm going to wear my trainers and I need socks on. So then I have to roll them up. Like you say, it's pure laziness to just not take them off and put them back on again.
Absolutely. Can I say as well, we've discussed this. I've got a colour problem with different colours of wearing, matching and mismatching my colours.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I've got blue pants and white trainers, I'm not putting black socks on.
No, you won't.
It'll freak us out.
Mm.
But sometimes I've got the... depending on what trainers I realise I'm putting on, I've got to then take my socks off and turn them inside out. Because I've got pairs of Vans that I'm wearing at the minute, they pull, you know the seam on your sock that goes across the top of your knuckles of your toes? The seam. Do you understand what I mean? So the front of a sock, your front of your sock.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The seam.
That runs across sort of the bottom of where your toes are. The root of your toes, if I will. Vans, for some reason, pull that forward and that seam ends up hooked under my big toenail and it's really uncomfortable and I have to turn them inside out.
How about you just cut your toenails? How rank is that?
Even when I've got tripped, like there's still a seat, there's still a lid there, there's still a lip there on the toenail. Even if I've got trimmed toenails, that's what happens. It goes forward. It basically flosses underneath my toenail.
Oh my gosh!
Minging.
Why are we talking about
hashtag toe meat?
Toe meat.
Do you know someone tweets me? I don't know her name, but someone tweets me every week going, "You said toe meat again. Stop saying toe meat. Toe meat, toe meat, toe meat. I made you out of meat. Toe meat, toe meat, toe meat. With toe meat, I will greet." Toe meat.
Toe meat. Babadoo, babadoo.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
So, speaking of toenails, got another one for you here.
I don't think I've ever heard the segue speaking of toenails.
I know, we seem to talk about toenails a lot, and I don't know why, but I just get really interesting questions.
I doubt a chiropodist has never even said, speaking of toenails.
Yeah.
Speaking of toenails.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I was once sat on a tube whilst a man opposite me was smacking back a 3-course meal deal from Boots. As he finished his chocolate bar, he removed his wallet from his back pocket. He opened that little pouch, the one usually used for loose change, and he removed an old nail.
What?
Not a nail that you put in a wall.
Right.
A nail that grows on your body.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Are you ready? This was far too big to be a fingernail, so I can only assume it was from his big toe. Gets worse. He inspected this nail and didn't seem happy with it. He placed it back into the shrapnel pouch and started digging around for a better option. To my horror, he found what he was looking for and started to use it as a toothpick.
Shut the fuck! No! I thought it was... Oh!
Removing the leftovers of his Boots meal deal. I was heaving and almost threw up when he opened his wallet back up and placed the nail back into the coin pouch to use it again at a later date. What? What is happening in the world?
That is one of the creepiest things I've ever heard. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I'll not sleep.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Somebody in this world, the same air we all breathe, has got a little pocket in his wallet full of nails that he uses as a toothpick.
And guess what? He's got a favourite one. Throw the others away, man. Why are you keep just get rid of the others and keep that favourite one?
They'd probably go a bit. What's the word?
God, it might have went blunt.
That's the word.
Or maybe sometimes he like gets it in a gap and he snaps it and he leaves a bit in the tooth and then he's got to get another one out to pick the tooth nail. Honestly, it takes a lot to turn my stomach. We talk about some disgusting stuff. Yeah. That's really upset me. That's really, really upset me. That.
Well,
I imagine he got off that tube and went and killed one of his next victims because that man is a serial killer.
Yeah, definitely. They are people's nails.
No.
They are other people's nails.
I bet your podcast comes out about this guy.
Do you think?
Welcome to Wondery. Wondery presents the toenail killer.
After he's finished his meal deal, he picks out his nail and picks his teeth.
Honestly, that is...
This killer is most prolific in the summer months when toenails are on display.
Don't wear flip-flops in the South London area. Serious, man. That is... Can I just say what I thought you were going to say straight away, right? Because I've got a friend who does this. I don't want to name them, right?
What? But that?
No. Oh. Well, this is what I thought you were going to say. I've got a friend who finishes a meal, opens their wallet, takes an old train ticket out and uses the train ticket to pick their teeth.
Oh.
Which I find awful.
What? Carry a bit of floss around?
Yeah. I mean, again, don't do it on public transport. I attract them. I've talked about it in my stand-up. If I regularly got the tube in London, I'd be next to the toothpicker guy. Yeah. They just gravitate towards me.
I've had some horrible situations on public transport when I was younger. Did I tell you about the bloke who sat next to us with all the knives?
All the knives?
Have I not told you about this?
All the knives?
All the knives.
Like I was every on a, knife in the world?
No. Wait, okay. I was on a bus.
Right.
I was probably about 18. I was just finished work. It was about 6 o'clock at night. I was on an empty bus. There must have been about two other people on the bus.
Yeah.
This bloke, I was sat at the back, the row just before the back row. Yeah. I was sat there on a double seat. This man came and sat next to me, which firstly I was like, why the hell are you sitting next to us? Secondly, had a bag with him, carrier bag, full of knives.
Carrier bag?
A carrier bag full of knives. Safe to say, I got off the bus.
Jesus.
And stupidly, I don't know why, at 18 back in the day before social media and all that kind of stuff, I didn't do anything. I should have told somebody.
That he had a carrier bag full
of
knives.
That he had a carrier bag full of knives and he sat next to us on the bus.
Oh, Lord. So when he sat next to you, how many people were on the bus? Was there loads of empty seats?
Loads. Right. Loads. The whole bus was... That was what was... awful.
For me, right, this is a double-edged sword, right? Because when I'm on a bus, right, if I'm sitting on a bus or a train and the whole thing's empty and someone comes and sits next to me, I really get upset. I really don't like it. Yeah. I don't think anyone likes it. It's like, why have you sat next to me? There's loads of spare seats. Why have you sat next to me? But at the same time, when a bus is really full and someone you're like, the seat next to you is the only seat, someone comes and sits next to you, obviously because the bus is heaving. Mm-hmm. But then if loads of people get off at the next stop, if that person who's next to me goes and sits in an empty seat, I take it personally. I can't handle that kind of rejection.
It's like, oh.
It's like, hey, like, I know there's an empty seat now, but what have I done? It's really awkward, isn't it? Like, when they go I'll go and move to an empty seat, and you're like, something I said?
Oh, sniffing your armpits. Like, oh, gosh.
These are me good knives. What's wrong? It's me bloody bag for life, ironically. So I'm going to go and murder someone.
Oh, my word. Why did he have a bag of knives?
Crazy.
Why didn't I tell anybody? I should have. What? I mean, have we ever heard of any deaths in our local area of a man with the bag of knives?
Could have stayed on longer. He might have just been picking his teeth with them.
Oh, God. Cutting his toenails.
I've just had a random thought. You know the bloke with the fingernails in the shrapnel thing of his wallet? What happens if he has to give someone the right change for something in Greggs? And he puts a fingernail in the hand. That's just popped into my head. Imagine that. That's £10.05, love. Have you got the five? I'll check.
But do you not think...
5 pence or 5 fingernails? Because I got both.
Do you not think he does it deliberately because he is a murderer? Yeah. Do you not think it's like that's like his calling card? So it's like there's just loads of dead people's toenails everywhere and he's like gets like a thrill out of it. Like he knows that a toenail will be in Greg's till with his change.
Horrible.
That's what he does when he sees his victims' toes.
Oh, God. Stop it. Delete that. That sounds minging.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, so this one, I think we've had this question before, but I just wanted to read it out because I thought the way that she'd wrote it was quite funny.
Okay.
Might be slightly offensive to you, but right. I think you can take this.
Wow.
Right. Dear Chris and Rosie, Chris has been my celebrity crush for years. And for quite some time, I have heard some stick for this off family and friends.
For fuck's sake. Eh? What the hell? What the hell's going on?
I think it's because it started when he had really long hair. I did not think this was weird. Along with Jack Whitehall, I obviously have a type for skinny, furry men.
Wow.
People have called these celebrity crushes weird.
Weird. Great. This is fantastic. This is lovely to hear.
Babe, I married you. This is worse for me.
I love that you had us as a celebrity crush and our family formed a fucking committee to tell her that it's weird. There's loads of them. I have took stick for tell you what. Jesus. I have been chastised and victimised and ran through the street. I was marched through my local town naked like bloody Cersei. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
For having a celebrity crush on Chris Ramsey. Jesus.
I love it. I love you. Okay. I think if I married you.
That's great. Yeah.
You are my weird celebrity crush.
Brilliant. Still weird. Still got the word weird in it. Excellent.
So it was just asking if you've got a celebrity weird crush. But then she's put, P.S. Don't take any offence, Chris. I still think you're lush.
Oh, I'll take that.
Becky loves you.
Cool. Yeah, Becky. Despite the masses urging her otherwise. Despite that petition our family have started. despite the numerous leaflets for vision expression specsavers that get dropped on our fucking table every day. Are you sure? He has a therapist's number. He has Vision Express. Laser eye surgery.
He's got really long hair.
Jesus.
Love you.
I love you too.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, I got sent this question, and it's a good question, but the end bit made me think about something else, and I have a question for the listeners.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Loving the podcast, thank you very much. My question is, should there be pressure to be in a relationship? I've been single pretty much my whole life and I've just come back from university, very far away, and my mum keeps pestering me and keeps saying she's going to sign me up to a dating site. I don't think I need to, as I'm living my life, nearly 21. But her and my dad were together at this age. Should there be any pressure on me? I don't think so. At 21, I think that's a bit intense, personally.
Yeah, I don't think so at all. I mean, I think, not meaning to drag the mood down here, but I think your parents are just trying to make sure you don't die alone.
Wow.
That's all it is.
You just want the best for your kids.
You do, yeah.
You just want the best.
Know, there might be, a need for grandkids there as well, possibly. That they might be harbouring, that they probably haven't mentioned yet. But that's just in their defence. But no pressure whatsoever, especially not at 21. Shit, Jesus. If anything, don't.
Nah, Christ. Take your time. Sow that seed. Sow that seed. Also, so this is where my question comes in.
This is where your question.
My question.
Cool.
But she has... She or he, actually, I don't know. I don't know. Male or female, it's anon.
Anon.
Also, separate question. I kind of like this guy and we're good friends, like a good flirt, but I can't tell him I like him because I kissed his best friend. He has a girlfriend. I didn't know. How do I approach chatting to him, right? This is my question.
I think it's a girl.
Okay.
From the deduction I've just used there.
Yeah. So she's ended this saying, also, I low-key stalker him on Snap Maps.
Snap Maps?
What is Snap Maps? I hear you cry. Yeah. Have you heard of Snap Maps?
No.
Snap Maps are on Snapchat. And basically, Snap Map uses mobile phone technology to find out where its users are and then draws them on a map in real time. You can know where people are on Snap Maps. And that is some crazy, crazy stuff.
Wow.
I know. Did you know that?
No. So she... doesn't just look at his photos, she finds out where
finds
he is.
Finds out where he is. On Snap Maps.
Oh, and then do you reckon she might, like, pop to the same place?
Possibly.
Yeah, like, oh my God, what are you doing here? Oh my God.
Oh, hey, yeah. Oh,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, I just popped down to the...
Just didn't know you'd be here. Oh my God.
I just popped to the bottom of the garden at your shed at the same time. Why are you here?
No. Oh, have you just put something on Snapchat? Oh my God, I didn't know, yeah.
That's so weird. I didn't know you could do that. It's Snap Maps.
What a horrible world.
It's not horrible. I mean, you know, when they find someone who's missing because of it, you'll be laughing. But yeah.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't laugh. I'd probably be quite glad.
Happy. Yeah, but not laughing. Not like so happy that you...
They found the missing little girl.
So she stalked. No wonder she stayed anonymous, like. But that's great. Stalks them on Snap Maps.
Just thought you guys might want to know that if somebody didn't know what Snap Maps were.
Very strange.
I know.
It's a different world. I don't know how I feel about it, if I'm honest with you.
These kids.
Bloody kids today, knowing where everyone is all the time. Eh? Remember when you had to knock on your mate and their mom would go, they're out, and you just had to go places and find out where they were.
My friend Ashley Little lived probably about 4 kilometres away from my house.
Easy, yeah.
Easy. I'd walk there, not gonna, she wouldn't be in. I'd walk home.
I remember walking around Cleeden Hills once because someone said all the lads were up on Cleeden Hills and I walked around looking for them and came back and they were in someone's garage.
It's tragic, on Cleeden Hills on my own.
Yeah.
But you just did. I remember this is before phones or anything and this is when I was about 11 or 12. You'd say to your friends on Saturday, you'd say on Friday night when you were leaving school, meet you tomorrow outside McDonald's at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
You just go at 12 o'clock.
So much faith, wasn't
it? And usually they turn up, but if they didn't turn up, if something had happened, you'd just be sat outside McDonald's.
Yeah, like a dick.
I'll just get the bus home. What? Can you imagine doing that now?
Nah, I mean, I don't leave the house for many things.
No.
So no. Someone said, I'll meet you at 12 outside McDonald's. I'd probably just say, yeah, even if I wasn't going to be there, just to piss them off.
Oh, God. And that's the man who's got no friends. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, right. Hiya, Rosie and Chris. My husband and I attended a friend's birthday barbecue last week and brought the obligatory flowers and beer/wine with us.
Jesus.
Our friends proceeded to hand out an honesty box asking for £15 per person towards the food cost. We obviously hadn't taken any cash and were so embarrassed we didn't know where to look. Worse than when you forget your cash at a charity raffle. You know what I mean? So my question is this. If you are hosting an event, should people be expected to pay for themselves? Please keep me anonymous in case my pals get offended. Cheers.
A bit of pre-warning would be nice.
Yeah, that's my thoughts on
it. That's not cool. Hey, everyone, come and have a barbecue at our house. Oh, here's the bill.
Yeah.
That's like...
£15 per head.
Have you ever sat down in a restaurant? Or have you ever sat down in a bar? It used to happen a lot on holiday in the 90s. You'd sit down at a bar and you'd order your drinks. And then a bowl of olives and some breadsticks and some stuff would come. And you'd go, oh, great. And they'd be on the bill
and
at the end.
And they'd charge you for them.
And you'd be like, what the hell's happened here? That's a friend version of that.
It's a bit...
Can I first of all say as well... Yeah. We went to our friend's birthday barbecue and we took the obligatory flowers, wine and beer. That's incredible.
That I know. Nobody brings
flowers.
Flowers?
Yeah. Hey, if any of my friends are listening, screw you. I've never got... I mean, no, they do bring beer around.
They do bring flowers as well. It's lovely.
The honesty box, fuck you. If you were honest about it, you'd have said it on the invitation at the barbecue. Mm-hmm. By the way, bring some money. I'm sorry, I'm not on board with that.
You're right though, because I'm not being funny. When you have like a baby shower or an event, sometimes it is everyone's chipping in.
Yeah.
You know, pre-warning, someone will go around and just take a little bit of money. But I'm
not for a
hang
barbecue.
On a second, right?
It's his fucking birthday.
£15.
Yeah.
For a barbecue.
What were you having?
Lobster. By the flipping sounds of it. £15 each.
It's his birthday as well.
I know. What kind of barbecue is this?
I'm not
so hang on, right? Let's just do a bit of maths here, right? You're having a barbecue with your group of friends.
Yeah.
Say there's 15 or 20 of you there. Mm-hmm. What's that? How much?
300 quid.
No.
Take away 30 quid for the two people.
No. That's ridiculous. You don't spend that much on a barbecue.
That's craziness.
What?
Right?
Like what? Salad, bit of potatoes, you know, couple of corn on the cobs, burgers.
Honesty box. Should be called a dickhead box.
Dickhead box.
I'm not happy with that.
I'm not happy with that.
Whoever this is, email back in, send their address, and I'll egg their house, and then I'll put the receipt for the eggs through the door and claim the money back off them.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie and Chris, how would you approach this? We have lived in our house since September last year. Since then, our neighbours across the road always walk around in their bedroom naked.
Oh.
I'm all for nakedness. But I don't want to see her boobs or them doing it any longer. They have curtains and they are never closed.
Wow.
In January, we had a baby. Our baby's room is right across from theirs and I don't like seeing them while feeding or changing. My baby is going to start noticing soon. What would you two do? Thanks.
Oh, that's juicy. My first inkling is... little discreet note through the door.
I was going to say, I thought that.
Yeah.
Anonymous. And get somebody else to put it through, like your mate, so that they couldn't have possibly seen you do it. What?
I was just thinking that, you know, when the guys come around with the menus for the local takeaway, just go, stick that in as well, will you? So the guy from the local the guy from the local pizza shop putting it in, they'll shit themselves.
Yeah, just like...
oh, look at... buy one, get one free on... oh, my God.
Well, do you know my mum did that?
No.
Not about naked. My mum, bless her, she lives in a flat on a street. And when you live in a flat, you prolifically get your bin nicked.
Right.
So my mum keeps her bin nipping clean, right? The wheelie bin. She cleans it out. I've seen her. She's retired. She's got F all else to do.
Who's cleaning that bin?
She does. And this is why she was getting annoyed, because people were nicking her bin and it was coming back rotten. And she was like, this is not on. She wrote a handwritten note to everybody in the street.
Wow.
Just kind. It was lovely, actually. I read it. It was very much just kind of like, please stop stealing my bin.
Wow.
Keep your bins to yourself.
Is this why my car gets keyed every time I go to your mum's?
No. But it worked. Bin's never been nicked since.
Wow. See, I want to know the lines of sight for this house. If it's just them opposite that house and it could only be from them.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
I've got it. Put the note through, say friendly request or whatever, friendly reminder, friendly, just pointing this out. We can see you are visible, naked from your top window, getting changed and having sex.
Yeah.
Yours sincerely, a random passerby.
Maybe. Or, no, here's a better idea.
And then someone just walked past.
Here's a better idea, right? Buy a few magazines.
Eh?
Pair of scissors.
Eh?
Cut out all the letters.
For fuck's sake.
We can see you doing it. pack it in, the toenail murderer.
Stop doing the noise.
Oh. But yeah, it's got to be something like that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So close your curtains when you're having sex, unless you live with a field up, like outside your window.
Yeah.
Close your Why would you do that? Close your curtains. That's so weird. I don't even like having the light on having sex. Why would you
that's
keep
harsh.
Your curtains up? No, what do you mean?
Is it because I'm a weird crush?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question. And our question this week is from the lovely and talented, but genuinely far too looking to be a comedian, Joel Dommett.
I agree.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey. I hope you're well. Big fans of both of you. It's so wonderful to be able to listen to you in a recorded format. My question to you both is, at what point did your child become Geordie? Like, at what point did it start to develop a Geordie accent? Like, did it just, is it starting now? Or is it earlier in life? Can you sense it in the sort of like, the goo goo gaga. I just wondered what age the accent starts. Love you both. Have a wonderful day. Good eve.
It.
It. Joel Dommett definitely referred to how a child is it.
Three times. Only a man with no children can refer to someone's male child, well documented, as it.
Brilliant.
God damn it, it's good job. Good job, you're pretty, Joel.
Good job, we love you. Very, love the goo goo gaga.
I never thought of this until you said it. I don't know when I spotted it, because people have said it on Instagram and things, and people say, I love his little Geordie accent. And it did, at first, because you're a bit, hiya. Hiya, with a baby, you do put a bit of a voice on at first, don't you? You're like, oh, darling, and you kind of do a bit of RP, a bit of posh. And then it must be when they start picking up words from you that the Geordie accent starts.
I totally agree. Because I remember when he was really little, I'd go, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, don't touch that. Really posh. But now I'm like, get off that. Pack it in.
Fucking put that down. Put it down.
We do not say the F word, just to clarify. But no, he's a proper little Geordie now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Proper little Geordie warrior.
It's when he puts like on the end of things. What's that do like? And I'm like, oh, mate.
I'm like,
bless you.
That's me getting
a little like on the end.
Can we just say, though, I haven't put it on my Instagram or anything yet, but on holiday, we learned that Robin is amazing at doing accents.
Crazy, innit?
How good is he?
If you...
Could I quickly put it on here, do you think?
Possibly, yeah.
I've got it on my phone, hang on.
So I'm the same, right? So I can do accents, but I can do, if you speak to us with an accent, if you tell me exactly what to say in an accent and you do it, I can mimic it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone just goes, oh, speak an American accent now, I can't. I need to be given something to say and I need to have just heard someone say that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And he seems to have the same
sort of half
talent. So yeah, so around the pool on holiday, we were doing little accents and doing daft things and just getting them to say things. And we'd been talking about the Fast Show.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
in the Fast Show, the old sketch show from, you know, back in the day, Paul Whitehouse does a character based on Michael Caine called Michael Payne.
Yeah.
Right? And this is Robin doing that.
Here we go.
My name is Michael Payne.
And I am a nosy neighbour.
Say, all right.
All right.
Say, calm down, calm down.
Can you say, can you
calm
say,
down, calm down.
Can you say, shit pussy? Shit pussy?
Shit pussy.
So our new thing now is to just get Robin to do loads of different accents.
So he did Cockney and he did Scouse and he's three.
We need to do loads more.
Oh, Rosie, we're going to be millionaires.
I wonder if he can do a Bristolian accent, like the West Country.
He could, if you don't do it, he could do one. Yeah, does she? Yeah. You can do it now for us?
I am... Cornish pasty, anyone?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Au revoir. Adios. Caliorixi. That's enjoy your meal. In Greek. can't remember what bye is.
Hold on. Were you trying to do bye in Spanish? Because we started it with hola.
Yes.
Yes. I also can't remember what bye is in Spanish. Adios.
Adios.
Yes, there
it?
We go.
Au revoir, French. Adios.
Oh, did you do adios? I didn't know.
Yeah, so that's hello. I don't know. Anyway, what is it in German?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, right? Yeah. Loads. Well, that's the main ones.
Yeah. So next week on Learn One Word from Each Language Half-Arsedly.
I just wanted to say goodbye in all different languages. Thank you for listening.
Lovely. Thanks, guys. That was episode 20. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com and like and rate and subscribe and all of that. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Love yous. Bye.
I don't love you. I like you as a friend.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.